Brass Birmingham, the deluxe was always just nicer money. The one upgrade that changes the game is aboard, Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. What everyone says, the deluxe is the real version. What Roxley's own comparison table actually says. The deluxe differs by exactly 4 items: 78 iron clays, a gold embossed box, a custom vac tray insert, and a free 22-chip upgrade sleeve, and both rows state includes all gameplay content. Receipt, roxley.com/products/brassbirmingham, read 2 August 2026. The deluxe is also retired. Roxley's page says it will not be reprinted. And here is the part nobody ranking for this question mentions. The new collector's edition is the first tier in the game's history to change how it plays, because it puts a dedicated two-player map on the reverse of its board. Crisp answer first, then the receipts. Brass Birmingham is the number one ranked board game on Board Game Geek, rank 1 overall and 1 in strategy, a Bayesian rating of 8.39 and a raw average of 8.56 from 59,445 ratings, with 85,492 copies owned. Receipt, Board Game Geek's own data endpoint, read 2 August 2026. When a game sits at the top of that list, the buying question stops being is it good and becomes which one do I get? And that is where the internet has quietly been wrong for years. There have been 3 tiers: retail, the deluxe, which is now retired, and newer collector's edition. What everyone says, the deluxe is the definitive version and the retail is the compromise. What the publisher's own comparison table says, the difference is 4 items, all of them cosmetic, and both editions are labelled includes all gameplay content. I want to be careful here, because there is a great deal of confidently wrong information about this game's editions, and I have had to discard several claims while writing this, including 2 I was asked to check. There are no metal coins in the deluxe. There is no neoprene mat in any Roxley edition. The black dye tiles people still describe were discontinued in 2023, and Roxley footnotes it themselves. I will date every fact I give you, and if I cannot date it, I will say so. So, what actually separates the tiers, which one belongs on your table, and the $130 purchase that does more for your game than the $150 one? If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Does any edition actually play differently, or are you only buying a nicer box? Until 2026, no, not once. Roxley publishes a compare versions table on its own product page, and it is unusually candid. The deluxe row lists 78 iron clays, a gold embossed game box, a custom molded vac tray insert, and a free iron clays 22-chip brass upgrade sleeve. The retail row lists 77 cardboard money tokens and a standard box. Both rows carry the same sentence: includes all gameplay content. Receipt, roxley.com/products/brassbirmingham, read 2 August 2026. That is the whole difference. 4 items, money, a box, an insert, and more money. Then the collector's edition arrived and broke the pattern. Game found stretch goal 14,178. Birmingham gets a two-player map, unlocked on 3 April 2026, and puts a dedicated two-player map on the reverse of the CE board. That is a rules-facing change. A different map is a different game state. It is the first time in this game's history that paying more has bought you something other than presentation. Receipt, GameFound Project 6169, add-on feed, read 2 August 2026. So the honest hierarchy is not retail then deluxe then collectors. It is the game, then $30 of board, then $120 of presentation. What exactly separated retail from the retired deluxe? All 4 items, no more, no less. Let me kill the folklore item by item, because each of these is repeated constantly, and each is wrong. Iron and coal tokens, not a difference. Roxley's retail component list includes 30 black coal cubes, 18 orange iron cubes and 15 beer barrels, identical wooden resources in both editions, and they appear nowhere in the compare versions table. Metal coins, not in the deluxe and never were. Iron clays are iron cored clay composite poker chips in the publisher's own words. A neoprene playmat does not exist in any Roxley edition. No mat appears in either component list, the comparison table or the add-on catalogue. The playmat people cite is a third-party accessory, black dyed tiles, discontinued. Roxley footnotes it on the Lancashire page. As of 2023, the deluxe edition no longer comes with black dyed tiles. Descriptions still listing this are stale by 3 years. What is left is 78 clay poker chips, a gold embossed box, a Vactray insert, and a bonus chip sleeve. The community reached the right conclusion long ago, for three reasons that recur in every thread. The deluxe adds no gameplay, its box is substantially larger purely to house the chips, and if you want iron clays for your other heavy euros, you are better off keeping them in their own box anyway. Buy retail plus a separate box of iron clays, that is the consensus and the arithmetic agrees. One practical note, since it changes what buy the deluxe even means, it is out of print. Roxley's page states plainly that it has been retired and will not be reprinted, and Noble Knight lists the Kickstarter deluxe as out of print at a used price with no stock. Anything you find is secondary market. Birmingham or Lancashire, which brass do you buy first? This is the most asked brass question, and the honest answer has a caveat most articles omit. The numbers. Birmingham is Board Game Geek rank 1 with 85,492 owners and 59,445 ratings. Lancashire is rank 22 with 36,239 owners and 27,573 ratings. Receipt, Board Game Geek data, 2 August 2026. The caveat, which Lancashire's defenders are right about, Lancashire's Board Game Geek entry is ID 28,720, year published 2007. The 2018 Roxley edition was merged into the original brass listing, so it carries a decade of ratings from a far worse presented original. Birmingham's entry, ID 224,517, 2018, is clean. That does not make Lancashire the better game, but anyone waving the rank gap around as proof is comparing two differently shaped datasets. The myth I want to correct. People say Birmingham is the lighter, friendlier entry point. On rules load it is not. Board Game Geek weights them at 3.86 versus 3.84, statistically identical, and Birmingham objectively has more rules. 6 actions instead of 5. 3 extra industry types. An entire beer sub-economy. Merchant bonuses. What people mean is forgiveness, and there the difference is real. Birmingham adds a 6th action scout, letting you dump a dead hand for a wild location and a wild industry card. Lancashire has no scout and no wilds at all. A dead hand in Lancashire is simply a bad turn you have to take. The mechanical swap. Lancashire sells through ports and a push-your-luck distant cotton market. Birmingham deletes both and routes selling through beer and merchant tiles. That one substitution is the whole personality difference, and it quietly fixes Lancashire's dominant strategy, because Birmingham's double rail action now costs a beer, which killed the rail spam that ruled high-level Lancashire play. My call, Birmingham first for the scout action and because it plays better at 3, but if your group is reliably 4 players and likes a knife fight, Lancashire is not a downgrade. Board Game Geek's poll rates Lancashire best at 4 only, while Birmingham is best at 3-4. Does it work at 2 players? Yes, with a documented asterisk, and the collector's edition may have just moved it. Board Game Geek's player count poll from 1,422 votes rates brass, Birmingham best at 3-4 players and recommended at 2-4. 2 players is explicitly recommended and explicitly not best. Receipt, Board Game Geek poll data, 2 August 2026. The community's explanation of why is more useful than the poll itself. At 4, the game is opportunistic and slightly chaotic. You are constantly reacting to infrastructure other people built. At 2, it becomes chess-like and highly plannable, and the signature pleasure of brass changes character. Leeching an opponent's coal normally helps you both, which is what makes the game feel generous. At 2 players, that same act becomes straightforwardly zero-sum. The new CE 2-player map is the first official acknowledgement that 2 deserves its own geometry. Whether it fixes the zero-sum feel is not something I can tell you yet. I have seen no completed campaign reports at 2 on the new map, and I am not going to pretend otherwise. The rules everyone gets wrong on their first play, this is the most repeated thread genre in the game's forums, and the list is remarkably stable. If your first game felt flat, it is almost certainly on here. Developing costs 1 iron per tile removed, the single most missed rule in the game, and it is not printed on the player aid. You draw back up to 8 cards after every turn, not once your hand empties. You discard a card for every action, not only when you build. Victory points score at the end of each era, not when a tile flips. And the one that ruins first games. If you did not develop, every level 1 tile you own is swept off the board at the end of the canal era, and it feels like the game reset you to zero. It did not. You were supposed to burn those tiles yourself. Two more sources of genuine confusion, both worth reading before you sit down. The three resources deliberately behave differently. Coal must be connected by links, must be taken from the nearest source, and may only be bought from the market if no connected coal exists. Iron requires no connection at all, take any iron on the board. Beer has its own rule again. Your own unflipped breweries need no connection, but an opponent's brewery must be connected. In your network and connected are two different things, and the rulebook uses near-identical words for them. Your network governs where you may build. Connected governs how resources move. Conflating them is the most common rules argument in the game. Read the rulebook before you buy if you like. Roxley publishes the Complete Brass, Birmingham rulebook as a free PDF, along with German, French, Spanish, and Italian editions. For an $80 box with a reputation for unintuitive exceptions, an evening with the actual rules is the cheapest due diligence there is. Where to buy it and what to refuse to pay for all figures read live on 2 August 2026. Prices move, the method does not. That is the honest benchmark for every other price you see. Noble Knights listings are used condition and out of stock, not first party new stock. United Kingdom. Zartu at £60 1.89, in stock, SKU ZBGROX402 wrapping Roxley's own code. Gathering Games shows a lower £50 9.99, but is sold out, so that headline price is not purchasable. What to refuse? A secondary market deluxe at a premium, when the four things you are paying for are chips, a box, an insert and more chips. And a note on how we make money here, since it is relevant. Roxley runs no affiliate program, 12 candidate paths all return 404, and their complete sitemap contains no affiliate page. Their only partner program is wholesale for brick and mortar shops in North America. So the best link on this page pays us nothing. We are giving it to you anyway because sending you to the publisher at the right price is the entire job. So which one do you buy? Add iron clays later if the cardboard money bothers you. You are not missing a single rule. You own the deluxe. You own a complete game with nice money. Nothing has been taken from you, and the CE's only rules-facing addition is a board you can buy on its own. You mostly play at two. This is the one case where the collector's edition has a real argument because of the dedicated two-player map, and I would still want to see finished campaign reports on that map before spending $150 on the strength of it. You are choosing between Birmingham and Lancashire. Birmingham for the scout action and the three-player support. Then Lancashire later, if the beer economy turns out to be the thing you love, because Lancashire is the same skeleton wearing a harsher coat. Final verdict. Brass, Birmingham has spent years at the top of Board Game Geek while its buyers argued about an upgrade that never touched the game. Roxley printed the truth in a comparison table on their own website. Four items separate retail from the retired deluxe, and both boxes include all gameplay content. Buy the retail edition, and if the cardboard money offends you, buy iron clays on their own and let them serve every heavy euro on your shelf. The genuinely interesting development is newer, and much cheaper than the discourse suggests. The collector's edition finally added something rules-facing in the shape of a dedicated two-player map, and Roxley sells that board by itself for $30. If you play mostly at two, that is the most interesting $30 in this hobby right now. If you want the numbered box with the birch hardwood and the metal cubes, buy it, and buy it for what it is, a beautiful object wrapped around a game you already own. Frequently asked questions. Is the brass, Birmingham Deluxe Edition worth it over retail? No, and the publisher's own comparison table is why. The deluxe differs by exactly four items, 78 iron clays, a gold embossed box, a vac tray insert and a bonus chip sleeve, and both editions are labelled includes all gameplay content. It is also retired and will not be reprinted. Buy retail and buy iron clays separately. What is the difference between retail, deluxe and the collector's edition? Retail and deluxe differ only cosmetically. The collector's edition is the first tier that changes gameplay, because it carries a dedicated two-player map on the reverse of its board. Game found stretch goal 14,178, unlocked 3 April 2026. Does the deluxe have metal coins? Number iron clays are iron-cored clay composite poker chips, in Roxley's own words. This is one of the most repeated errors about the edition. Does any brass edition come with a neoprene playmat? Number no mat appears in either component list, the comparison table, or the game found add-on catalogue. The playmats people cite are third-party accessories. Does the deluxe come with black-dyed tiles? Not since 2023. Roxley footnotes it directly. As of 2023, the deluxe edition no longer comes with black-dyed tiles. Descriptions still listing this are out of date. Should I buy brass, Birmingham or brass, Lancashire first? Birmingham for two reasons. It adds the scout action so a dead hand is recoverable, and Board Game Geek's poll rates it best at 3 to 4 players against Lancashire's 4 only. Lancashire is not a downgrade for a reliable 4-player group. It is harsher and less forgiving. Is Birmingham lighter or easier than Lancashire? No, and this is a persistent myth. Board Game Geek weights them at 3.86 and 3.84, statistically identical, and Birmingham objectively has more rules. 6 actions instead of 5, 3 extra industry types and a whole beer economy. What people mean is that Birmingham is more forgiving, which is true, and that is the scout action. Is the Board Game Geek rank gap between them meaningful? Partly. Birmingham is 1 and Lancashire 22, but Lancashire's Board Game Geek entry is ID 28720 with a 2007 publication year. The 2018 Roxley edition was merged into the original brass listing, so it carries a decade of ratings for a far worse presented game. The gap is real, but it is not a clean comparison. Does brass, Birmingham work at 2 players? Yes, with a caveat. Board Game Geek's poll of 1,422 votes rates it best at 3 to 4 and recommended at 2 to 4. 2 is explicitly recommended and explicitly not best. At 2 it becomes chess-like and plannable, and leeching an opponent's resources turns from mutually useful into straightforwardly zero-sum. What is the most commonly missed rule? Developing costs 1 iron per tile removed, and it is not printed on the player aid. Close behind, you draw back up to 8 cards after every turn, you discard a card for every action rather than only when building, and victory points score at the end of each era rather than when a tile flips. Why did our first game feel flat, like we got reset? Almost certainly because you did not develop. Every level 1 tile you still own is swept off the board at the end of the canal era. You were meant to burn those tiles yourself. The other usual causes are politely refusing to use opponents' resources, taking loans too late, and spreading across every industry instead of committing to 2 or 3. Why do coal, iron and beer all work differently, deliberately? Coal must be connected by links and taken from the nearest source. Iron needs no connection at all, take any iron on the board. Beer splits the difference. Your own unflipped breweries need no connection, but an opponent's must be connected. It is the number 1 mechanical confusion for new players. What is the difference between in your network and connected? Your network is any city where you have a tile, plus any city adjacent to a link you own. It governs where you may build. Connected means any unbroken chain of links owned by anyone between your network and a location. It governs how resources move. The rulebook uses 2 near-identical words for 2 different concepts, which is why this is the game's most common argument. Where is the cheapest place to buy it?